Same flame flash, new time! And if you can't tell by my voice, the kids, of course, brought something home since school has started again. But welcome. This is episode 70 of the FlameFlash.net podcast, and I'm Flame Flash. And rather than the usual baritone voice that I share with you all, this wonderful cold has given me the nice, sultry tones of bass, it seems. But we'll get started with the Raptor Report. And Red Flare's already laughing at me. Excellent. Excellent. Now, we wait for her to start coughing, because she has it too. The Sims. There she goes. Perhaps you can hear it. Oh, she's laughing and coughing. There we go. The Sims 3 starts our Raptor Report off. There's a positive and a negative to being sick, especially when you refuse to, say, refuse to stay home and still go into work and try to spread the plague everywhere else. Actually, I'm very careful, but you don't play much at all. I have my Think Geek Star Trek science officer robe on. I'm nicely comfortable. The Sims 3 is still on Showtime. Supernatural may be released, but I am not going to end up getting it, because Steam isn't getting it. And EA are being a bunch of jerks about it. I can only guess that EA is refusing to go along with whatever rule Steam has set up that they were okay with for the first pieces, but now they're not okay with it for the next pieces. Who knows? But Sims 3 is still a good game. Clocked in about 3 hours. All personal playtime. Loving it. If I have to stop with Showtime, so be it. It's still a strong franchise, and if I had to do it over again, I would simply have been buying discs. World of Warcraft shows up again. Small amount of playtime this week, just these two games. Well, I'm sick. I tried to play Double Dragon Neon and download that on the PS3, but I fell asleep. That was Tuesday night. Anyway, World of Warcraft, a absolutely fantastic add-on that I found to replace the speech function of Lunar Sphere, is called Speak and Spell. Speak and Spell. Not exactly sure how it's spelled out, but the main goal is, well, you cast a spell, you emote, or you say something. You announce it. Deadly Boss Mods has some of this already, with, say, a warrior burning a cooldown or two. But, which one is that coughing? The baby's coughing. That's a shame. She got it too. But it's a fantastic add-on. So, what little time I've had to play, I've been doing something very low energy and just carrying over all of my automated speaking emotes and things from one add-on to another so I can retire Lunar Sphere. Lunar Sphere was a great add-on. I wish it would be updated. I will switch to it in a heartbeat if it gets updated. But until it does, I have to find a new home. So Speak and Spell fills that hole. Other add-ons have seemed to move on without much issue. And I'm going to move on to news items. And we'll segue straight into WoW yet again. Do I identify with my characters? Well, let's see here. I have a female Night Elf Druid. No, I can't see myself as a female Night Elf Druid. No. Just not me. I do belong on a role-playing server, it seems, because I definitely do seem to take a personality with each of my characters a little bit, especially when running dungeons. My gnome warlock definitely has a different attitude towards things than my Draenei mage. Or my Draenei female death knight. The gnome warlock is male, the Draenei mage is male. I have a good mix of male-female characters. It's just whatever fit the class and the name that I was coming up with and the look at the time. So, some of the characters I identify with, some of them I don't. I definitely feel like I'm a role player, whether I'm on a normal realm or not. And, yeah. This was inspired by a post on WoW Insider. If you're wondering where in the world this is coming from. But here's some good news. Gathering no longer requires tools. I knew already that the Gnomish Army Knife was going to give you a plus 10 bonus to all the gathering professions. But the fact that you don't even have to carry it around is awesome. So if your bags are really filling up and you're already at max, leave it in your bag when you're 90 and Pandaria flying around. Before going on to some gaming news, I thought I'd sit back with a little bit of irony for some regular news. A bank foreclosed on the wrong house. Not once, but twice. Wells Fargo is deeply sorry, too, for both times. But, of course, nothing else seems to be coming out of it. Hopefully, there's some huge settlement waiting for this family. The first time, a bunch of thugs broke in and literally stole everything out of the house. The second time, same thing, same house. I don't know if these people even have a Wells Fargo mortgage, but they got contractors to break in twice. Somebody wants the house. My only amusing in this current economy. I feel really sorry for those folks and hope that they're going to get some kind of restitution. But PS3 news. I mentioned Double Dragon Neon. I tried to play it. I hope to play it. It didn't review very well, but that doesn't matter. I got it for free. Killzone Trilogy was announced. Cool. Kind of like the God of War Trilogy, the Ratchet and Clank Trilogy, the Infamous Duo. Cool. I'd like to remind everybody, go get PlayStation Plus. Double Dragon Neon's free. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is free. The movie, couldn't stand the movie. I've mentioned that before. But Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, it's free with PlayStation Plus. And it's worth checking out. It's free. Wii U announcements. Sure, there were iPhone announcements. Big deal. I have an Android. I'll touch on iPhone, don't worry. But official release, November 18th. This has been the rumor, so it's been solidly slated in now. $300 for the base unit. Base unit doesn't come with a game. 8 gig amount of storage. Then we have the $350 model. Black for 32 gigs. Comes with Nintendo Land. A couple of stands and that kind of thing. Whoop-de-doo. The big deal is that it comes with a game and then has 32 gigs of hard drive of onboard storage space. I almost have a 250 gig hard drive in my PS3 full. I almost have my Wii full. I almost have my 360 full. And now they're asking me to transition all my stuff from my Wii to my Wii U and then still have room left over? Good luck. Good luck. The Wii U does sound really neat. The controller's being utilized properly. It sounds really cool. And to top it off, it meets the requirement of mine to have at least three games that I'm interested in at launch. One, Nintendo Land. get that with the console. Cool. Good family game. Probably wouldn't be interested if I was just going for myself, but I'm interested in it because I'm not going in it for just myself. Lego City Undercover. Think, from my understanding, picture Grand Theft Auto, but with Legos. I approve greatly. Finally. You get to enjoy the open world. Are you going to be a good guy or a bad guy? Just cityscape, but in Lego, so it's going to be child safe. I appreciate that. Thank you, Nintendo. Or whoever is publishing it. New Super Mario Bros. U. No brainer. I like Mario. I like me a good platformer. And baby would like to not go to sleep. Exactly, little one. Exactly. New Super Mario Bros. U. The baby even votes for it. Well, what about Tank, Tank, Tank? No response from Tank, Tank, Tank. Okay. I'm interested in it. It looks like fun. I hope it's a budget title. I hope it's a budget title, though. I'm being paged. We better hurry. We Fit You. Duh. It's an updated We Fit. I have We Fit Plus, or whatever it was called, and I'll move on. We'll upgrade. We'll have fun. Hopefully this time, if the Wii U dies, it doesn't take the memory with it. That's all I hope. Or there's some kind of backup technology. In geekery news, in tech news, Kindle Fire 8.9. So now there is an 8.9-inch screen version of a Kindle Fire available. Cool. There's also a Kindle Paperwhite, which is basically your original Kindle at 8.9. And neat. They're still trying to compete with the iPad. Not going to get it, but neat. iPhone 5 and the new iTouch were announced. As I said, I have an Android. They're neat. It's slimmer, the screen's bigger. It still costs an arm and a leg. But I'm not super excited. I'm with T-Mobile, so I'm kind of screwed as far as getting an iPhone goes. Unless I want to pay full price and then hop it over. But I'm about to sneeze into the mic. So I'm going to remind everybody to visit flameflash.net. I'm on Twitter as flameflash. And I just had my mind go blank for a moment. Raptor.com/flameflash. And if you have comments, suggestions, podcast@flameflash.net. Hopefully, next week, still at this new time, you'll find me much healthier. And we'll be just that much closer to Mists of Pandaria. Roll on, my fellow monks. Roll on.